Oh, well, I don't think you guys heard any of that. I didn't turn the slider up, but hi, my name's Andres. I'm usually the host of Andres' Late Night Delights, which is on Fridays. Technically Friday morning, Thursday night. It's at midnight. Thursday midnight, if you want to call it that, but yeah, glad to be subbing. It's a bit late because one of my classes got out a bit late right here in the JCC, but yeah, I have to get set up real quick, but let's see what I play. I didn't have any plan going into this. I took the sub because it was very close to where my class was, but yeah. Let's see. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of electronic music lately. I've listened to 2 Blank Banshee albums in preparation for the concert tomorrow. I'm actually going to be covering it for Melisma magazine. It's going to be very exciting. Shout out Melisma. Make sure to take our music survey that we have going on right now, and you can win a free t-shirt and or get interviewed, get featured on our website. Very, very cool stuff going on in the music world at Tufts. But let's see here. Let me scrolling through my Spotify. I don't want to play something that I've played before. Let's see. You know, I'll start off with some K-pop, you know. Listen to that lately. So maybe we'll go with the new Heejin album. Heejin, that would be of Artemis, formerly of Luna. She released a solo album called K. And there's some solid tracks on there, especially Algorithm, which is the lead single, and a Video Game. Very, very solid tunes right there. I think their company, Modhouse, got some very good producers. Their production is honestly some of their, I guess, like their strong suit in a sense. But let's get into it. I've been wanting to listen to some music right now. I'm sure y'all do too. Apologies again for being late. But yeah, you're listening to a impromptu version of Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let's get into it with Algorithm by Heejin. Is this even on?
이렇게 멀어진 널 But let you go I let you go Like the fun Throw it out the window 결국엔 전부 다 똑같은 저 사랑 얘기들 I gotta rock the dice 그만 close my eyes 보지 않아도 이제 모두 다 알 것만 같아
Welcome back, y'all. That was quick, but I wanted to give a quick intro to what I'm about to play next. Let's see, I mentioned Blank Banshee earlier. I actually listened to both of his projects, 4D, and also Blank Banshee 1, and I'm going to play a song off of his new album, 4D. It's the penultimate song. It's called Warhead, and he takes a nice little, IDM direction on this project. But he still retains some of his signature sound throughout the project, which is nice. Blank Banshee originally started in the sort of the vapor trap scene, and he definitely was one of those artists that pushed boundaries in the underground music scene, and which is why people latched onto him and still follow him to this day. I'm going to be seeing him tomorrow, as I mentioned. Very cool. And then after that, I have Illumina by Vapor, another awesome producer whose first notable album was Vapor Trap, combining those trap rhythms with those more ambient sort of soundscapes that you find in the vaporwave scene. And then I'm going to take a hard left and play some Everybody by Lil Texas, some up-tempo hardcore. So that'll be fun. And we'll come back to that later. Hope you all enjoy. We'll be right back. absolutely neck-snapping hardcore. I love that. Lil Texas is quite the character. But yeah, you heard, let's see, Warhead by Blank Banshee, followed by Illumina by Vapor, and then you just heard Everybody by Lil Texas. Apologies for the stark change in genre, but I just had to do that. I had to wake myself up. I mean, I told you that I was rushing over here for my class that was late. But, yeah. What else can I talk about? I think I'm going to play some longer songs to buy me some time to figure out what I'm going to play for the rest of the show. But these next two tracks are on the longer side. Hopefully you can reflect as well. This next one's a bit more ambient to, I guess, cancel out the crazy hardcore that I just played. We have Bath Equipment Thief by Yabogen. And then I think I'm going to play a more, techno housey kind of song. It's called Zinc 27, A Elevation by Hertz and Johann Bakto. Pretty cool stuff. But, yeah, let's just get into it. And then we'll talk later. Thank you.
What's up? This is Gwen from No Doubt, speaking for Rad. You think you can drive properly after you've had a few drinks? I don't think so. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives, so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Epic. I love those Rad PSAs because it's always some random musician from way back in the day. Well, I don't think No Doubt's like that old, but they're somewhere and they have like the Eagles or whatever. It's crazy. But anyway, I really like those two tracks. You heard Bath Equipment Thief by Yabujin, and then Zinc 27A Elevation by Hertz and Johann Bakto. And that Yabujin song is very, very calming, very meditative. But it actually reminded me a lot of gamelan music from Indonesia. And I actually was watching a few videos last night of gamelan music, especially because I found out that there's a gamelan ensemble at Tufts. I was wondering if I could maybe get involved, but who knows? We'll see when class registration rolls around. But there is a cool breadth of instruments that they have, all for mostly percussion. This song that I'm about to play, I actually decided to play a gamelan song because this one was so good. I watched it last night. And got some, I don't even know what they're called, but some xylophone type instruments. I wish I was knowledgeable about this. But the cool thing is that after they play a note and then they play the next one, they immediately mute the previous one by grabbing onto it physically. And just like their hand-eye coordination is just crazy. And this particular one also has some flutes and some more traditional drums. But it's awesome. I love gamelan. And a lot of artists seem to be inspired by it as well. I know Arca has like a gamelan type song on her SoundCloud. Obviously we just heard some Yabujin. And particularly some more mainstream artists as well. I know a lot of people in like the comments were saying, I don't even know. It was a classical composer, I believe. But yeah, this is incredible music. And I don't know, I should definitely get into it more. But this particular ensemble is called Gamelan Samara Ratih from Bali, Indonesia. And the song is, a very traditional composition. It's called Manuk Angusi. I just had the translation pulled up. A singing bird. So, very cool stuff. Hope you'll enjoy take some more time to just sit back and just focus on the music, or maybe even zone out for a little bit. But this is a good one for that, so please enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
absolutely incredible tune. That was Menuk and Angusi. My Indonesian is absolutely terrible. By Gamelan Samara Ratih. Awesome stuff. I watched that really late last night, and I just can't get enough. That was awesome. Gamelan music is so cool. Like, sounds even a bit dissonant at times, but I feel like they do such a good job of just bringing all those different percussion instruments together to make this, I don't know, something that is greater than the sum of its parts, for lack of a better term. But I want to switch it up yet again. You know how I am. You'll get a similar vibe on my show. I don't play 9 minute long gamelan songs all the time, but I like to definitely switch it up a bit. So let's take a trip to the 80s. I'm gonna play some "Be My Lady" by Fat Larry's Band. And if I'm not mistaken, this is sampled in a song I like. I'm trying to remember the name. I think it's "Best in Me" by Melonade and Marino Tilde. But we'll find out. There's some cool little like disco funk. I don't even know what to call it, but it's awesome. It'll make you want to dance. Yeah, I love discovering what people sample, especially in genres like future funk, so you can see how they flipped it. But yeah, we'll check in after this. We only have about 10 minutes left. That's wild. But yeah, I hope you all enjoy this. This is "Be My Lady" by Fat Larry's Band. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You just heard Be My Lady by Fat Larry's Band. Stellar track from 1982. And yeah, I just confirmed it. It was sampled in a song that I enjoy quite a bit called Best in Me by Melonade and Marino Tilde. And I don't know, in terms of how they flipped it, I think they did a pretty decent job. Nothing too crazy, but I think they really bring out the best parts of the song and make it a little punchier. I don't know, that's generally how feature funk is, you know. There's a little bit of artistic value in it, but I just love the little flips and edits that they do. Just makes it a bit more in tune with modern dance music and things like that. It's an interesting genre. I definitely was tapped in mostly in my late middle school, early high school days. But yeah, it's cool. There's some especially inventive artists like EV.exi, and I know there's this one artist called Unibeat who tends to be your favorite artist in a way. But he remains largely underground, even in the future funk scene. I haven't really tapped in that much, but it seems like to have some creative chops and things like that. I think that's what really elevates your average future funk song from something truly incredible. But anyway, I don't know what I'm gonna round the show out with. Maybe a song I played a really long time ago, like this one, 49% by Miki Asakura from Japan. We're gonna keep it in the same vein as the disco. This is some city pop. But yeah, this has been a great time. This has been Andres' regular show of my regular show is Andres' Late Night Delights. Make sure to check that out Thursday nights. But yeah, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tough Freeform Radio. Thanks very much for tuning in. And I hope y'all enjoyed this last song. Let's get into it.